into the left wing to Miles. Sets a pick. Oh, give and go to Curtis. Broken up by Kowalski, who anticipated it beautifully. Big defensive turnover for KM as the clock starts to wind down. 7:42 and counting. A 10-point laser lead. Stuckey with the ball. Nice little dish again to Viome, and he gets another layup. Same play as two plays before, and another timeout on the floor. And we'll take one, too, here on the High School Waukesha Sports Radio Network on WAUK. Anya, take it away, please.
The Todd Alma Show.
Peter Rapine joins us once again.
City Bums World, we had our holiday party last night.
You scheduled this holiday party for your company, just thinking it was a cool little bar.
Yeah, so we find that we're in the middle of a singles mixer. Some guy stops me, hands me a card with someone's name on it and a phone number, which was flattering. And then he also handed me a joint, and I accepted both.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website.
And we're back at the Kurt Larson Student Event Center here at Waukesha North High School, where the hometown Lasers trail by 12. Biggest lead of the game for Kettle Moraine, the visitors, in this Classic 8 matchup. And Stuckey has been, and Viome have been the hot hands here, passing and scoring. Stuckey now has. Stuckey has at least 10 points, I believe maybe 12. And A.J. Curtis will inbound to Cooper Haas. I don't think Cooper Haas is sad at all tonight. He's only got 2 points, but he does so much more in the point guard duties. Left-handed pitcher who plays for Coach Radomski's North Star baseball squad in the spring. Kicks it over to Miles. Miles now gets it all the way over to Curtis for three. Oh, I thought that was going in. Went out the back of the rim. Rebounded by Bester, who hits a wide-open Thomas. Oh, what a block by Curtis, but he made some contact. So Thompson will go to the line. A very athletic effort. Great recovery there by Curtis, but just a little too much of a physical contact there. So Thompson will go to the line with 9 points. He's already 2 for 2 from the line here. The Roman, the old Roman, who's actually a junior, so maybe not as old. Pink shoes. First one is in. Off the front of the rim, and then the back of the rim, and then the backboard and in. So Thompson now in double digits officially, with 7:10 remaining, 54-41. Second free throw, and that one misses. Miles with the rebound. He'll dribble it up for the North Stars. Now frantically trying to get back in this here. 7:03 remaining. Haas is going to drive. He's got a layup. Oh, he should have been, a foul call. Haas can't believe it. McSorley got the rebound and dishes it to Stuckey. Stuckey taking his time here. 6:50 and counting. A 13-point KM lead. Stuckey to an open Viome for three. Oh, off the front of the rim, and Miles has another rebound. Miles now dribbling it up. Gives it over to Piazek. Piazek to Still in the left backcourt. Still dribbling now. Gives it to Miles from the right wing. 6:27 and counting. And he gets called for the travel. So, you know, I think it's at this time of the game where North's got to start looking to the basket sooner and start creating some opportunities, maybe draw some fouls. It's really been all Kettle Moraine these last few minutes here. Stuckey with the ball, 6:19. Guarded by Piazek, makes a nice spin move. Kicks back to Thompson for three. Yes! Roman Thompson, 13 for him. 57-41. 6:07 remaining. Miles has the ball. Over to Haas, right wing. Knocked away by Stuckey. Stuckey knocks it off of Curtis, and the ball will go to the Lasers. The old playground move. Instead of trying to save the ball in bounds, knock it off your opponent. And Stuckey did that beautifully. So, again, because KM can go deeper into the bench, they got a lot more gas in the tank here. Although this is pretty much their starting lineup here. Stuckey into McSorley, over to Thompson for three. Oh, in and out, but there's McSorley for the rebound. And A.J. Curtis fouls him good. Nobody was boxing out again. That'll be four on Curtis. Actually, no, only three. I stand corrected. I thought he had four. 18 fouls for the North Stars. Only two for KM. First free throw is good for McSorley. 12 for McSorley. That was his first free throw of the game. It's a very versatile team. Oh, off the back of the rim. And guess who's got Roman Thompson fights for the rebound. So KM, another offensive rebound and a 17-point lead with 5:39 remaining. Stuckey, top of the key. Guarded heavily now by Kai Ramirez in the game for Curtis. Top of the key for Bester. Pulls up. That one's off. Miles at the rebound. Almost loses control. Oh, and it goes into the hands of McSorley. And he doesn't get the basket, but he gets the foul. And that could be Curtis again. That should be number four for Curtis. If that's, yep. A.J. Curtis gets four. Ninth team foul. So really it's just KM has the energy going deeper into the bench. First free throw is good by McSorley. Two for three for tonight. And it isn't just North, it's a lot of teams I see. No, it doesn't seem like anyone's boxing out anymore. It's like a lost art. Oh, rebounded by Miles on the miss. All the way to, oh, and it's, Curtis is trying to pass to a streaking Miles, but was knocked away by Bester. Nice little dish into Thompson, fakes, and he makes the easy deuce. Good play by the Roman. 15 points for him. Ramirez has it now on the left wing. Goes around a pick. Kicks it out to Miles. Top of the key. 4:56 and counting. It's now a 20-point KM lead. Still gets it to Ramirez. Ramirez for three. Oh, off the rim and rebounded by McSorley. McSorley to Stuckey. All the way down to Thompson. Alley-oop. Yes! Wow, what a play! 17, Thompson. And what a pass by Stuckey. And Curtis gets a rebound, and finally their first basket in several minutes with 4:29 remaining. 63-43. That's only 5 points that I count for Curtis. Normally a double-digits player here for the North Stars. And a great defensive play by Still, blocking a shot by the streaking Stuckey. Curtis has the ball. Oh, he misses the dunk. Should have just put the layup in. Not the wise thing to do when you're down by 20. 4:04 remaining, and KM slowing things down. Stuckey guarded heavily by Ramirez. Now he dribbles. Goes all the way cross court to McSorley. Kicks it over to Bester. Back to Stuckey, top of the key. Stuckey into the corner to McSorley again. McSorley going baseline, then kicks it back out to Stuckey in the left wing. Back out to Thompson. Top of the key, guarded by Still. Over to Viome, the Frenchman. He's driving, kicks it into the corner to Thompson. Guarded heavily by Still, and a foul will be called against Still. A little too much of a slap there. Not much of a foul. That will be, they're calling it four on Still. So it's a bonus two shots here, 10 fouls. The old Roman Thompson in his pink basketball shoes. First one is no good. Off the front of the rim. So Thompson has scored from just about everywhere on the court. 3-point land under the basket. 20 feet out. 16 feet. Misses the first free throw. Second free throw is also no good. Coop Miner with the rebound. Outlet to Still, 3:29 remaining, 63-43 Lasers. Still driving, looking to make something happen. Ramirez now has it, gets it over to Faber-Hernandez. Faber-Hernandez over to Still, top of the key. Still's going to drive, shot by Still, and it will not fall. Thompson with the rebound. Heavy pressure, gets it out to Stuckey. Stuckey driving in into the corner, McSorley, Sobiech. Thompson, they all have open shots, but they're just now they're just working the clock here, pulling out into that Carolina. Good job by Coach Rickert. 2:53 and counting. Stuckey guarded by Ramirez heavily. Over to McSorley, back to the Roman. Sobiech Now Stuckey's going to go in, and he makes a shot. Wow, double pump. Gets fouled. Heck of a shot there by Stuckey. That should be about, let's see, 6, 7, 8. 14 points. And now wholesale substitutions for North. They're putting in the reserves with the final outcome academic here. And really too bad. We really had a great game up until about the 10 or 9-minute mark. And the North Stars just ran out of gas, and different players got hot for KM. So, but a valiant effort by our North Stars against a very tough KM team. And first free throw's missed, but the layup's there by Kowalski. Another offensive rebound for Kowalski in a made basket. And now Coach Ricker will call timeout, and I believe he'll put his reserves in and give them some touches with 2:38 remaining. 67-43, a much better game than the score has indicated. KM just got really hot, really outplayed the North Stars here late in the second half. And don't forget, tomorrow morning, this week in Waukesha, my guests are the Swartz brothers, Billy and Julian, talking about three generation of Swartzes at Waukesha South, their successes as players, coaches, professionals, citizens, teachers. Really looking forward to catching up with the Swartz brothers and getting to know Julian better. So that starts at 7 a.m. Ramirez brings the ball up, 2:33 and counting. Different lineup here. We've got Jordan Ziavong has the ball. Now it's Connor Curtis in the game. Curtis kicks the ball out to Ramirez, top of the key. Ramirez going to drive in, kicks it out in the corner. Nice little dish there. Back to Ziavong. Ziavong shot is blocked beautifully there by Luke Targos, the sixth biggest player on the KM team. His first time tonight. A nice little shot there by Zach Frumming, his first basket of the game. Long shot there by Curtis. No good. Rebounded by Frumming. Outlet to Braden Phelan, who had got some minutes earlier in the first half. Nice little dish to Targos, and he puts it in. Four for him. 71-43. 1:35 and counting. Ramirez to Ben Durhammer. Having trouble with the ball. Gets knocked away. Little scrum. And it's back to the Lasers. Into Jack Barker. Barker dishes to Fremming. To an open Targos. And Curtis there to stop him. Connor Curtis, that is. But Targos gets his own rebound and puts it in. So Targos really making his presence known. The 6'7 junior. 104 and counting as we get down to the final minute here. Ziavong with the ball. Long shot there by Jake Knoll. No good. Barker with the ball. Nice little dish to Fremming. And he makes easy layup. Zach Fremming, 4 points for him. So really no letting up here. There's a timeout for a substitution here. Ramirez will come out. And Aaron Hernandez, number 10, will come in for the North Stars. Ben Durhammer will inbound to Ziavong. Jordan Ziavong. Ziavong dribbles it up. Guarded by Barker. 43 seconds and counting. 75-43. Gets it over to Knoll. Top of the key. Knoll back to Connor Curtis now from the wing. Three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Zach Fremming. Guarded heavily by Knoll. It dribbles past him. Kicks it over to Barker. Targos. Oh, won't go. Durhammer with the rebound. Gives it to Ziavong. 16 seconds left now. Ziavong gets it over to Durhammer. 9 seconds left. Connor Curtis will probably take the last shot here. No, kicks it over. And I don't know if they're looking at the clock even here. Long three-pointer, and it's no good. So Kettle Moraine pulls away in the second half, beating the North Stars of Waukesha North soundly, 75-43, but the score betrays what was a much better game. Double-digit lead changes in the first half. It's about an 8-point lead. North Stars pulled within four at one point, and then probably after with 13 minutes left, that's when the KM just really started pulling away. And really a lot of class. Coach Rickard giving a slap to all the North Star players on how hard they played and really dishing out a lot of compliments. And, you know, that's a lot of respect as the two head coaches now shake hands and congratulate each other on a job well done. So the Lasers victorious as we see them walking off. North Star is naturally dejected. That's their second loss in a row, especially after a really well-played first half. So, but, yeah, so join us next week. The game of the week will be Waukesha West, that other Waukesha school in the public school district. We'll be hosting non-conference rivals New Berlin West, the Vikings. So Vikings, I saw them beat Waukesha South after a close first half. They really jumped on pretty heavily on South and beat them pretty soundly in the second half. So could be a good matchup there next week. We're looking forward to that. Nice way to go into the Christmas weekend, if you will, with that matchup. And, yeah, so that's it for tonight. This is Don Brown coming to you from the Kurt Larson Student Events Center at Waukesha North High School with the final score. The Lasers 75 and the North Stars of Waukesha North 43. Thank you for joining us here on WAUK Radio 101 FM 540 AM. And be sure to join us tomorrow morning. Get your coffee pot ready for This Week in Waukesha on the Civic Media app or on, again, WAUK 101.1 540 AM. And also on walkradio.com is another resource, but definitely download the app. And thank you for joining us. Thanks to Anastasia. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7. And please remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, especially in this holiday season. Thanks again for joining us, and see ya!
No, Bob and I are driving home to Oregon.
You know, I really thought you were a ball player.
Well, you were wrong.
Was I?
Yeah. It is only a game, Jimmy. It's only a game, and I don't need this. I have Bob. I don't need this. I don't.
I gave away 5 years at the end of my career to drinking. 5 years. And now there isn't anything I wouldn't give to get back any one day of it.
Well, we're different.
Chicken Dottie, you want to go back home to Oregon and make 100 babies? Great, I'm in no position to tell anyone how to live. But sneaking out like this, quitting, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. Baseball is what gets inside you. It's what lights you up. You can't deny that.
It just got too hard.
It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
That's Tom Hanks and Gina Davis from A League of Their Own, an underdog story. Good scene. We're talking underdog movies tonight. Let us know what your favorite is. 920-264-0606. Also, let us know what fictional character from movies or TV you'd like to spend the holidays with. Same number. This is Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Oh, right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Shaw WAUK.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. We are broadcasting from beautiful City Deck Studios here at WGBW in Green Bay. Going statewide, trying to find out who you want to spend the holidays with when it comes to fictional characters in movies or TV. 920-264-0606. Let us know. Also, what's your favorite underdog movie? We just heard a clip from A League of Their Own. We got a couple more lined up here. Frank Anderson will be along shortly. He runs a great website called Wisconsinology. If you're a fan of Wisconsin, I highly recommend you check it out. He's got so much cool stuff there. And I think we have a caller. We have a caller here, Conrad?
Yes, we do. He's in.
The producer tonight is Conrad Krieger, by the way. Conrad, you're doing a great job.
Thanks, Pete.
That's why I bought you nude pajamas. Why else? Hey, hello, caller.
Hello, this is Greg from Waukesha, Pete. How
are
you doing?
Good, Greg. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, I always root for the underdog. I don't know if I have a favorite underdog movie hero, but I always root for the underdog when it comes to, you know, game shows. Like my favorite game show is Jeopardy, and I always root for the underdog on Jeopardy. But anyway, character that I'd want to spend the rest of my, or that I'd want to spend a good deal of time with is Harry Potter, only because I'd like to find out what butter beer actually really tastes like in his world. And and of course, maybe play some real-life Quidditch, too. So
wow, that is a very specific request, Greg. I'm impressed. Have you seen all the Harry Potter movies?
I have, and I'm actually totally blind, and so I have two of the Harry Potter books in Braille. They're six volumes apiece because Braille's a lot bigger than print. So each book is six volumes, but I have the Chamber of Secrets and the Prisoner of Azkaban. And I wanted to be like one of those kids who was, you know, in a car ride, took like 7 hours to devour the book. And I got about 70 or 80 to 100 pages in, and I was like, I have to put this down, but it's really, really good. I love all the characters, Harry, Ron, Professor McGonagall, you know, all of those guys. So,
you know, I have to make a confession. I've never seen the movies, and I know I should, because all of my friends who aren't even like sci-fi people or whatever say they're some of the greatest movies, and you have to see it. And I don't know why, I just haven't. So maybe this is just the kick I needed from Greg here to get me over the hump.
And I recently found out, Pete, that all the Harry Potter movies have been audio described for people like me. So
I heard that, too. So, that's cool.
Yeah. So that's really, really, really neat. So
that's fantastic. Thanks, yeah, you got it. Have a great night, Greg. Thanks for calling. We're going to document that. Greg is in with Harry Potter, and that's a good he'd like to spend the holidays with Harry Potter. And that would be pretty cool. I do have to say, when he said the underdog on Jeopardy, my first instinct was going, oh, the half-wit or the least intelligent person on Jeopardy. That's who you root. That's who I would root for, because that would be me. So good for Greg. That's awesome. Conrad, you got another underdog clip for us? How about the Steve Martin one? Last night we talked about The Jerk. It was the birthday of the release of the movie The Jerk, and Nathan Johnson from The Jerk is definitely an underdog, and we didn't get to play this clip last night, so fire that up now.
Oh, I sure do miss Nathan. Is he ever coming back?
Take it away, please, Eddie. It's making us too goddamn sad.
Steve Martin left home earlier that day. He is waiting in front of the house to hitchhike.
I wonder if he's
still
doing
out there.
All that.
Don't worry about me. I think I see a car coming. No, wait. It's a truck.
They
it's
live
truck.
In the sticks.
Oh, Lord. Take care of our little boy.
Oh,
I'm hitchhiking.
How far are you going?
St. Louis, how far are you going?
To the end of this fence.
Okay. I'm David Johnson. What's your name, sir?
Here we are.
Okay. Thanks for the company.
Oh, that's gorgeous. Steve Martin and the Jerk, hitchhiking in front of his house. He gets a ride. A truck pulls over, drives him 12 feet. Beautiful. And that is an underdog story because David Johnson got out in the world and built an empire. I don't know if those of you who saw The Jerk remember the OptiGrab, an easy way to pull your glasses off without bending them. Such a funny movie. So here's another text. Comical characters would be drinking eggnog with Clark Griswold and Cousin Eddie. You want to spend the holidays with Cousin Eddie. That could be risky. You could be like seriously amused or just really depressed. Like Clark is most of the time. Right? I don't know. That would be tough, but that's a great text. So that's our question. What fictional character from movies or TV would you like to spend the holidays with? 920-264-0606. And what is your favorite underdog movie? Two questions. One will trail off as the show goes on. Frank Anderson is going to be along shortly. Oh, I got another text. Joe Pesci. That's who you want to spend the holidays with? Joe Pesci? I assume the actor and not Tommy DeVito from Goodfellas. That could end badly. I think my favorite underdog probably would have to be Rocky. I mean, it's one of the best. In my opinion, it's one of the best films ever made. And Sylvester Stallone, say what you want about him. Anything that guy has done, and I know he's done some stuff that's been laughable or not that great, or you kind of laugh at him in it. But man, Rocky, like the story of getting the movie made is an underdog story. If that was a documentary, that could win an underdog award because he stuck to his guns. He wrote the script. A lot of people, at least nowadays, might not know that. But in the original Rocky, he wrote the script and stuck to it. He said, no, I am Rocky. And that's all there is to it. And he passed up money. They had trouble finding a director. But some people found the script and championed it and realized it was a great story. And what I love about Rocky is he doesn't think he can win against Apollo. He just wants to go the distance. And that is the message that just comes through in Rocky. Because a true Hollywood ridiculous movie, he would win. And he has no business winning. And they kind of went that route in the Rockies that followed. But the original, and we all just want to go the distance. Yeah, we want to have some fun along the way. But that is why Rocky is so amazing. He just wants to go the distance and not get knocked out because Apollo Creed had knocked out every opponent he had ever faced. So think about that tonight, folks. If you're having a tough time, you feel like you're getting knocked down on the canvas, get up. It's Friday night. It's Christmas. You got Nightlight. You got me. I'm going to help you through tonight because I know you had a long day. So in a couple minutes, Frank Anderson will be here, the founder of Wisconsinology. Great website. We're going to talk about 10 chimneys and some other really cool Wisconsin stuff. I'm Pete Schwabe. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A jury tells Rudy Giuliani to pay two former Georgia election workers $148 million in damages for lies spread about them in 2020. Ruby Freeman says...
Today's a good day. A jury stood witness to what Rudy Giuliani did to me and my daughter and held him accountable.
The Israeli military says it mistakenly killed three Israelis being held by Hamas. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
We don't have perfect visibility on exactly how this operation unfolded and how this tragic mistake was made. But obviously, this is not an outcome that anybody wanted to see.
To help those displaced after the deadly August wildfires on Maui, Hawaii Governor Josh Green says they're continuing the prohibition on evictions and...
We still have to get some of the short-term rentals, and that is absolutely fundamental to any solution we're going to have if we want to give people a dignified space to live in for these next 2 years as we build housing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The man who made a bomb threat to the state capitol building in 2018 has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Terrace Grissom sent a letter to the Dane County District Attorney's office at the time saying there was a bomb in then-Governor Scott Walker's office. Grissom pled guilty to the charge earlier this month. Online shoppers should look out for scam artists. Courtney Ann Clam is a fraud expert with AARP Wisconsin. She says it's clear more people need to learn the red flags.
We talk about ads on social media. It's sometimes really difficult to discern if that's real or not. You know, the landscape is always shifting. People are maybe not keeping up as much as they should be on some of those new tactics.
She says only 28% passed a recent AARP quiz about warning signs for shopping and gift card scams. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight. There could be a little drizzle at times and lows close to 40. More clouds for tomorrow. Some rain developing in the afternoon. Highs to the mid-40s. And a mostly cloudy day for Sunday, again in the mid-40s. A few rain and snow showers Sunday night. It's 39 right now.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Hey, welcome back to Night Lights. I'm Pete Schwabba. Great to have you here on a Friday night, a beautiful Friday night in Wisconsin. Christmas fast approaching. My good friend and hilarious comedian and TV personality, Paul Gilmartin, will be here at 9 o'clock. He's got a poem about the Packers that I absolutely love and a Christmas poem that I'm going to share with you guys as well, too. Great comedian and a really good guy. 9:30, Pilar Alessandro will be here, a script guru. So I know you're out there. If you want to write a script, she is the person. This is the interview you want to hear because people ask me, how do I get started? What do I do? This is what she does. She coaches people through the process and she's great at it. So that's the second hour of the show. Joining me now, this is always fun, is a Wisconsin institution by way of his website, wisconsinology.com. He's an institution with or without the website. The website is like icing on the cake. It's my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, Frank Anderson. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Pete, I just had a wonderful chat with your producer, Conrad. You don't run into many Conrads these days.
Well, you don't. That's true, Frank, and he spells it with a K.
That's amazing. So,
is that something for Wisconsinology, maybe?
That is so showbiz. I love that.
And I just because he's such a good producer, I bought him nude pajamas for Christmas.
Awesome.
Not to be weird, they're just comfortable, Frank. I never want to see him in them. I'm just saying, they're lovely pajamas. So, how you doing, Frank?
Real good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Ready for Christmas?
No.
No, yeah. Are you ever?
Well, hold it. Which part of Christmas? I'm not ready for the usual thing. I hope many of your listeners are ready to give their money away and stuff like that. I sure am.
Consumerism at its best.
I'm not ready for the hubbub and all of that, but I don't care anymore, so it doesn't matter.
That is a great answer. All right, so Frank, the reason I wanted to talk to you, well, I always want to talk to you, but this I found this fascinating. I was talking to my mom a couple weeks ago, and she told me about 10 Chimneys, which is an estate in Wisconsin that used to belong to the first couple of Broadway. And I know you've been there a few times, so I thought, well, about history. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about 10 Chimneys.
Oh, 10 Chimneys is the estate of Alfred Lunt and Lynn Fontaine. Not only the first couple of Broadway, the first couple of the American stage in the 20th century.
Yeah.
And they're remembered today, of course, with the Lunt and Fontaine Theater on Broadway. But that their estate, which was their summer home for most of their career, was where Alfred came home to do the thing he loved most, and that was be a homebody and farm. He loved to cook and farm. He was a member of the 4-H. He's from Milwaukee originally.
Yeah.
Lynn Fontaine is British. And they became a couple in the early 1920s, and they became world famous in the 1930s, late 20s and 30s, for their impeccable timing on stage and natural dialogue. You can't see that anywhere because they were rather stiff in what few movies they appeared in.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Because a few of the things they did were turned into movies. Did they play the same role? Back then, it probably wasn't as big a deal.
They only made one movie because Alfred really hated movies. They appeared in three, I believe, but they only made one full movie that was, I think it's called The Guardsman, and it was a reenactment of their famous play.
He doesn't sound like he liked much. He sounds like he was a bit of a curmudgeon, and he didn't like...
Not really.
No?
Alfred loved being in Wisconsin. He was a true Wisconsinite. He did not enjoy witty parties and all the showbiz and all the celebrities.
Right, okay.
He wanted to be home, and he wanted to raise chickens.
Wow. You do not hear about...
Everybody went to 10 Chimneys. You were lucky if you got an invitation to spend the summer there. But Katharine Hepburn did, Laurence Olivier did all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
Noel Coward was a regular, and Orson Welles, our very own, one of three great directors from Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Yeah. That is crazy. You hear... Nowadays, anyway, it seems like people at times want you to think they were born when they moved to Hollywood and became famous. Why don't we hear of more people from rural America, their background, before they became actors? Because Alfred Lunt embraced it, and it says here he owned a gentleman's farm. What is a gentleman's farm, Frank?
It's what we call a hobby farm today.
Okay. They're not like rude and slapping each other with gloves and that kind of, okay. Or having a duel. All right. That makes sense. So, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's like sometimes people, when they move to Hollywood and they become famous, they don't want people to know about their past. I love that this couple, especially Alfred, embraced his past.
Well, yeah, for a long time, that was the case in Hollywood. Now it's people are revealing their past more and relishing it. They're a lot like Lunt and Fontaine.
Well, that's pretty cool. What's a museum visit like when you go there? You said you've been there a few times.
It's fantastic.
Walk us through that, if you would.
I sure would. Their estate is comprised of many buildings. There's outbuildings. There's a barn. There's the chicken house. There's so many buildings. But all of their personal effects are there. And
that's cool.
Considerable, considering their long life on the stage. And Alfred painted the walls, decorated the walls with many, with Swedish design and Swedish folklore. Finnish and Swedish folklore he painted. And he hired some of the great painters in America to come and do their bit with murals on the walls. So when you go there, what you see is an enchanted place.
Yeah.
Every room has its own. You think they're going to walk right around the corner. It feels so lived in.
Oh, that's cool.
And there's a major outbuilding that was recently built, which is the museum. Because, you know, you walk the grounds, you walk the buildings, you see their pool, you see where all their friends and where they threw parties. And
Wow. You
also see a visitor center. And that visitor center is fascinating. And they have numerous programs there. And speakers come regularly.
This is like, I saw the pool in a video. The pool is really, I think they said at one point it was the first in-ground pool in Wisconsin. And it's not huge. It's like this little L-shaped pool. And I also...
It's a small L-shaped pool, but I doubt it's the first in-ground pool in Wisconsin. There were many, multimillionaires from the Fox River Valley in Green Bay who built, I'm sure, had something of that nature in their up north places in Door County or you know, further north.
Yeah. Apparently, Alfred Lunt spent a lot of time in the summers in Neenah. He had a relative, I think, with a farm. So that's what they're saying, or where he got his love of farming. And what a great
Well, yes. And like I mentioned before, he was a member of 4-H. And he was the son of a Wisconsin lumberman.
That is so cool.
See what I'm saying, Pete?
I do. You're a kindred. You're either you're the reincarnation. Well, you can't be the. I think he died in 1977. You can't be the reincarnation, but you're kindred spirits. That's pretty cool.
That's right.
So, what fascinates me the most, Frank? I'm talking with Frank Anderson. He's the founder of the Wisconsinology.com website, all things Wisconsin. If you love Wisconsin, like we all do, go there and check out Frank's site. It's got cool stuff, weird stuff, haunting stuff, really fun stuff. I highly recommend it. What I loved, Frank, the most was how they kept the rooms. They said there was laundry hanging on the line in this video. I can't imagine they don't take it in during the winter or whatever, but they preserved the rooms exactly how they were. And that, to me, the fact that these are their artifacts is so cool. When I was doing stand-up comedy, I was in Indianapolis and I was with my wife, and where they put us up was right down the street from Benjamin Harrison's home. Now, Benjamin Harrison, I can't tell you off the top of my head what president he was. He's not one of the famous ones, but whatever. He's a U.S. president. So my wife and I took a tour, and the entire tour, the guide, who was like 17 and couldn't care less, he's like, oh my God, we got customers. Somebody wants to see Benjamin Harrison's house, you know. But he walked us through it, and he's like, this is a desk Abraham Lincoln gave him. This is the veranda where he gave his speech about such and such. This is his coffee cup. And this is the bed Benjamin Harrison. And the whole time I'm going, are you serious? Wow, that's so cool. And by the time we got to the bed he died in, I said, you're telling me this is the bed Benjamin Harrison died in. He died right here. This kid finally looks at me and goes, it's just Benjamin Harrison, man. Like, you want to feel like a loser? Like, I was truly fascinated that I'm seeing all this cool stuff. And I know it would be the same way if I walked through 10 chimneys, which I will now. I'm definitely taking that tour. That's really cool.
Oh, you will feel at home at yeah. 10 chimneys. Yeah.
So Frank, as usual, I want to go through everything in your website with you. I know we don't have that kind of time tonight, but tell us, if you would, a little bit about what Houdini did later in his life that was not necessarily, well, there was magic involved, but he was kind of a ghost hunter, wasn't he?
A debunker.
Or debunker, right, correct.
He was a debunker. He Houdini's guiding words really were, everything is a trick. But
wow.
As you and I know, Americans love con men. Con artists. I mean, the Music Man is about our love of con artists. And Houdini spent the last 7 years of his life and a considerable portion of his, you know, we're talking about probably the most famous human being in show business history. Nobody's bigger than Houdini. And wow. He's remembered to this day. He's one of the most remembered names in the entire world, still.
Yeah.
And he devoted the end of his life to debunking fake, well, they're all fake, what are you talking about? Spiritualists, people who charge money to have you contact their dead relatives, their loved ones, etc. And he got them. They were all, I mean, they were just waiting in line like ducks in a row. He got them. They were magicians, basically. They had tricks.
Yeah.
He understood that as a showbiz artist. They each had their own little trick, and some were harder to get than others, but he got them. And many, many think that his death was a result of a poisoning by the spiritual medium industry, which was immense at that time, right after World War I, all these dead people want to talk to.
Oh my gosh.
It was so huge, and everybody had their finger in the pie. So, you know, it is surmised that that may have happened.
That's pretty cool. And this is a quote off your website. It says, on your awesome, this is what I say, on your awesome website, ghosts have never harmed anyone except through fear found within the witness. And then you have Hans Holzer, noted author and paranormal researcher. In Wisconsin, ghosts kill. Wisconsinology.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Oh, that's so great.
Of course, I don't believe it, but it is true.
Right. All right, so this is like a Wisconsinology's greatest hits. I want to ask you, too, about the Mansion of Doom, but we're up against a break. Can you hang for 60 seconds?
Sure.
Okay. In the meantime, I want to ask you, Frank, this is our question from last night. I'm just curious. Eggnog, delicious or disgusting?
Ridiculously delicious.
Oh, wow. Okay. I was like, me and like two other people last night were the only ones that didn't like it. So we were sort of.
Oh, I love it. Not only that, I whip it a little before I drink it. I just love it. But
wow.
You're also talking to someone who loves buttermilk. So.
Oh, dear God. Okay. Well, I know what to get you for Christmas now. I'll get you a 6-pack of buttermilk. And our question tonight is, who would you want to spend, what fictional TV or movie character would Frank Anderson want to spend the holidays with?
Monk.
Oh, that's a great answer. All right. We'll elaborate on that. And I want to ask you about the Mansion of Doom. That's coming up in just a minute. Frank Anderson is my guest. Wisconsinology.com is the website. Definitely check it out. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
First thing I remember, I was lying in my bed. I couldn't have been no more than one or two. I remember there was a radio was coming from the room next door. My mother laughed the way some ladies do. When it's late and evening and all the music's seeping through.
Young man, next thing I remember, I was walking down the street. I was feeling all right, I'm with my boys, I'm with my troops, yeah.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
You know that it would be untrue. Welcome back to Nightlight. Pete Schwab with you on a Friday night here. Talking with Frank Anderson from WisconsinAlgae.com. Okay, so Frank, you just told me your favorite, or the person you'd like to spend the holidays with that is a celebrity from TV or film, is Monk, Tony Shalhoub. Have you met him?
Once and very briefly, and all I said was hi.
That's kind of my story, too. Yeah, go ahead.
It's fascinating to me that the greatest character actors, and we're talking about Lunt and Fontaine, the greatest character actors in the world right now, are all from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You know, you got Willem Dafoe from here, and there's a new movie with Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about, and who are the two male stars? A couple of guys from Wisconsin.
Yeah, Ruffalo and Dafoe, right?
Right.
Yeah. Harry Ford's no slouch either.
Well, he only went
He's
to
not a character. Here. Yeah,
He's not
true.
A Wisconsinite.
Forget I even mentioned it. I should.
Although I did see him at EAA a while back.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, I thought Tony Shalhoub, I don't know if I ever told you this. He lived kind of close to me in LA, and I just finished making The Godfather of Green Bay. And apparently, yeah, and he finished making.
Perfect.
Yeah, and he talked about making the fish, the movie that he did with the fish. I can't think of the name of it right
fish,
now.
Fish Out of Water, that one?
It was something like that. Conrad?
Well, right, where he played.
Not sure.
Do you mind Googling?
Sure.
Yeah, but Feed the Fish, right?
Feed the Fish,
yes. That's it.
And by the way, you're rare. So you made what people call is a love letter to Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. You made a good one. You got
thanks.
Away with it.
There's
a curse.
Crime.
Anybody, and I've seen these, there's one here. This is my love letter to Wisconsin, says some B-list Hollywood actor from Wausau, who's coming home to make a love letter to Wisconsin. Those movies, every one of them, you can't even sell them. You can't show them anywhere.
I know.
It's doom. It's a policy of doom.
You know what's interesting is I wasn't born here. It is my adopted hometown. I did stick
That's
to my
how
guns.
How you escaped the curse.
Yeah, maybe. Because I knew how I wanted to portray it. It's beautiful. I knew if we shot here, it would look authentic. I had producers, not the two main producers, but they were saying, you got to shoot it at our soundstage. We just paid for this thing, and they were going to kick all this money. And I'm like, the one thing you can't fake in indie film is authenticity. If it looks fake on an indie level, come on. You know, I don't have Mel Gibson to make up for that or whoever.
No,
you know?
You have Tony Goldwyn.
Well, that's true. I did okay in the casting
who
department.
Somehow keeps returning to make movies with
yes.
ever since.
I know. I got to track him down and get him on the show, but he is elusive. I will say that, But anyway, I get back to L.A., and who do I see in the supermarket but Tony Shalhoub? And I just approached him, and I don't really approach celebrities typically, but I thought, we have this Northeast Wisconsin in common, and he was the nicest guy. And just, and I'm going to try to get him on the show. I would love to talk to him and just kind of pick his brain because he's so talented. I don't know if you saw Quick Change. He was in that. He played a cab driver.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. And I was like, who is this guy? Well, of course, then he starts popping up all over the place. But yeah, very funny guy.
And he's such a cool guy and a nice guy. And, you know, he's born and raised completely in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And so nonchalant about it. We forget that he has all these Tony Award nominations and wins and is considered the go-to guy always in certain character roles. He's huge.
Yeah, and his movie, the movie they just put out a couple weeks ago, reviewed like through the roof. It got really good reviews, so good for him.
Yes.
That's really cool. Okay, so we got a few minutes here. I have to ask you, Frank, about, on your website, another greatest hits of Wisconsinology, The Mansion of Doom.
Oh, well, hold on. Now, did I call it the, which Mansion of Doom are we talking about?
It's just an icon. You know what? Before we go there, I have to, just a quick aside. Conrad is the producer, Conrad Krieger. When we first started the show way back last week, I talked about famous people from Marinette. I said, is there anyone famous from Kewaskum, where he's from? And he mentioned Glenway Westcott, who is a poet. And he just looked at your website, Conrad did, and Glenway's on there.
Of course he is. Glenway Westcott's one of the greatest novelists of the early 20th century, first half, yeah.
God, that's even more impressive that you know everything you've posted
Glenway
there.
I love Glenway Westcott. He had one good book in him.
Wow.
And boy, was it good.
See, that's motivation. Conrad, that's motivation.
I'm on it right now.
You're doing a great job. You're on your way. Okay, The Mansion of Doom. That's what it says. We have a couple minutes if you can summarize The Mansion of Doom somehow or what that means on your website.
Is that the, I'm drawing a blank. You got it.
I got it right
here.
One
of those names that I came up
it's
with.
It's in
I
Merrill?
Named everything after a 1950s movie.
Okay, it's the T.B. Scott Mansion.
Is that that mansion where everybody who lived there died?
Yes.
And one guy lived there briefly and he ended up on the Titanic, that one? Okay.
I kind of laughed at that too, and I should, that's horrible. But yeah, and you know, eventually, eventually everyone is going to die if you live in a place long enough. But that was fascinating.
Yes, that was very well put, by the way. And people bring that one up all the time. What's the curse? I got that's called life.
Yeah, right. No one here gets out alive, right?
No, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well, Frank, you got to come back again. I sift through your website every so often, and I always find something I want to talk about. So always great stuff, and thank you so much for sharing your 10 Chimneys knowledge. It's great, and I'm going to go, and I'm going to visit, and I'm going to write you a postcard from 10 Chimneys.
Wonderful.
All right.
I'm so happy you're going there.
And get ready for the holidays, will you?
Say goodbye to Conrad.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
All right. Frank Anderson from Wisconsinology. Thanks so much, Frank. Conrad, so that was impressive. Like, Frank's got so much information on this website. And I think I half expect him not to remember, like, what he put on there because there's so much stuff. But he knew that, and he knew your guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
I guess I didn't really know him because I never really thought of a novelist coming from Kewaskum. But.
Yeah. Well, now you got to pick up the book, right?
Exactly.
All right, man. All right. Hey, this is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And in just a couple minutes, my good friend, comedian, TV personality, Paul Gilmartin will be here. Stick around. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.